What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Show it, Coach Bill Cunningham, Louisiana Monroe Warhawks out of Sun Belt Conference. Coach, how you doing out there down there in Monroe, Coach?
Doing good, man. Down here, we're balling on the bayou down here, JR, but it's going great and just trying to finish off this roster right now.
I hear that, Coach. Come here, this Coach, man. You've been a coach a long time in this game of college basketball. For you, how has it changed on and off the court for you as a coach, man?
Well, I think on the court, it's evolved, you know, the offense has changed. We've gone more from set plays to concepts and, you know, the ball screen has taken over. So on the court, I think that's a natural evolution just in any sport that we've had. The changes have come in recruiting. You know, that's being Mr. Obvious there, but that's where the dramatic changes have been from when I was a young coach working for Coach Drizzell at Georgia State. And then when I went on to Mississippi State, the traditional model of recruiting was you recruit a young man for 2-3 years sometimes. And then, you know, and then you try to get them to commit early, and then you try to hold on to the commitment, and then you get them to signing date. And then they come to school and they play, they move up the ladder, freshman, sophomore, and keep moving. But it's completely that model's been shattered completely, particularly at our level and really at all levels, but our level for sure. So obviously the transfer portal and the advent of NIL has completely changed everything. It's amazing. I got this job six, 7 weeks ago. It's changed dramatically in 2 months. I know it's hard to believe, but it really has, but particularly because of the roster limits and how that's affected our ability to go get big guys.
No doubt, Coach. And for you, but just like speed dating almost, like, are you ever at the golf, go off a video and talking to coaches more than ever now and trusting guys, because you really can't build a relationship with these guys now. Is like we got to kind of speed date them almost and make the determination within a week or so.
JR, it's a great way to put it. Speed dating, it's exceptional analogy right there, and it's very similar. But, you know, I think everybody has a process, and for me, you know, I have a 3-step process. Number one, I want to see the highlight video. And we all know the highlight video is going to be only good. But I think you can eliminate players, recruits with that highlight video as much as anything. Maybe they're not slow. They're not quick enough to play in the Sun Belt. Maybe they don't shoot it well enough. Maybe they just don't have that. They're not that particular need you're looking for. They don't fit it for some reason. So I think, you know, the highlight video is number one. And then secondly, I'll go immediately to the stats. You know, anybody other than a center, I want to see how they've shot the ball. You know, can they stretch the floor? If you're 6'7", 6'8", and you're going to play the four, can you stretch the floor? Have you made any threes? You know, what kind of percentage you made? I always look at assist to turnover rate. You know, I don't get caught up in the scoring and rebounding quite as much because there's so many things that can affect that. But those shooting percentages and the assist to turnover ratio, I'm going to immediately go to those. And then the third thing, if you get past those next two steps, we go to synergy. And when you start watching synergy and you watch more than one or two games, you can't just watch one or two. You might get a great game or you might get two bad games. You got to keep watching. And that's where you'll really see the good and the bad. And at that point, that's when we take the next step. Now, some guys are automatic. You know about them beforehand, and you don't have to go through that three-step process. But when you're dealing in that portal and the volume of guys that are coming at you, you've got to be able to have a process that you're going to use. And that's what we use. And then, as you mentioned earlier, then you got to start digging when it comes to the character, academics, work ethic, those things. Then you got to do a little more digging past the videos portion of it when you go to that point.
And Coach, something my dad always talked to me about is asking the young man what's his why. You know, my dad was big on their why. Why are you coming to practice? Why you want to be on the court? Why do you want to be on this team? So, and for you and your staff, talk about knowing a young man's why. Is it because you want NIL money? Because you really want to be a Warhawk and be about what we're building here at Monroe?
Well, JR, that's a great question. And I think we can't overthink things either. Now, I think at our level, we have to understand that we're going to be a stepping stone for some guys. And I don't think we can run from that. So we're not going to dig down too deep in the process to see where they are in terms of that, because they're thinking about it. They're not, you know, we don't have to verb them. They're thinking about it, and they're thinking at this level, if I can play well, I can move up. I mean, the player of the year in our league went to Indiana and supposedly made near $2 million. So that's a great opportunity for guys at our level. If that money's available, you know, if they play well at our level. So number one, I don't think we can overanalyze what their why is. I think what we have to figure out with them is okay. Cause we tell them, we say, once you get here now, it's all about the team for the next 12 months, you know, really about a 10 month process, but it's all about the team. You know, this decision is a selfish one. You make the decision that's best for you. But once you arrive on campus, it's all about the team. So our job as coaches, we've got to do everything in our power to make it about the team every single day, no matter what we're doing throughout the year. And kind of they're talking about those other things. They're going to talk about them. They're going to think about them. They're going to evaluate what's going on around the country. For us to just act like it's not happening, I think it's a mistake on our part. But we definitely have some things we've got to do on our part to really make sure it's all about the team.
And Coach, this summer when you guys get on campus, it's going to be more of team stuff. We're going to do a lot of individual stuff too to kind of get them better summertime as well. We have little concepts here and there. So when you come to fall semester in August, it's not all brand new. You haven't crammed so much in before November 3rd.
Yeah, we'll do a little both. You know, we definitely want to get ahead on some team stuff. Here's our issue is we're going to recruit international. We've signed four already. So we'll have at least four. Maybe we'll add another one. And those guys, it's not as easy to get, particularly the freshmen, it's not as easy to get them on campus in the summer because of U.S. federal law. They have to got to take so many in-person classes. I feel like I've got a Ph.D. in international recruiting. I've done it my entire career. So I don't want to speak in language that may not be understandable, but there's a lot of it's hard to get an international player here for the summer term versus a domestic U.S. player. You get those guys on campus easy. The transfers, you get them in easy. So if we've got 15 players, we'll have at least four won't be here this summer. So we can't get too far ahead of ourselves in terms of teamwork this summer. Now, we're going to do some. We've got to establish some things like how we're going to play on both sides of the ball. But we can't get way down the road and then start all over again in the fall. Now, we're going to be ahead. And those guys, new guys, the international guys in August, they've got to catch up. That's their responsibility to catch up. But we can't make it so hard, get so far down the road that it's hard if we don't get the best out of them and get them to the point where they can contribute in November.
No doubt. Coach, let me ask his coach, the Sun Belt has been a tough league for years, man. And let's talk about just how the quality of basketball. I see it when our teams come to Georgia State and play over there at the Convocation Center. But talk about just how tough this league is. When I watch the league, man, I'm impressed with the quality of basketball and the quality of coaching up and down the league.
Well, it's interesting because I tell guys in recruiting, because they don't know much about the Sun Belt unless they're from right around here. And I tell them, you know, it really, if you take the footprint of the SEC, how it kind of goes from Texas all the way over to South Carolina, very similar, you know, and we always say it's very similar to the SEC, except you go to each of those states and you go pick out one or two of the best mid-major programs in the state. And then I said, that makes for a really competitive league. And so what this league is right now, JR, it's really a tough league because there's so many teams in the league. Now, it's great for football because they have all those bowl opportunities to go to. But in basketball, it's pretty much been a one-bid league throughout its existence. So when you have 14 teams across from Texas all the way over to North Carolina, you're going to have a lot of really good programs, a lot of good coaches. It's an extremely competitive league. It's, you know, only one team can go to the NCAA tournament in March. And in March, that's where everybody wants to be. So it's a extremely competitive league. I think everybody thinks in terms of NLL that it's all about the SEC and the ACC and the Power Five. It's everywhere. It's a very important factor in the Sun Belt right now. But it's a league where when I was in the league the first time at Troy, you had a lot of veteran coaches, the Ron Hunters at Georgia State, the Danny Caspers at Texas State, Mark Byington was at Georgia Southern. You can go up and down to Chris Beard was at Little Rock for a year. John Brady was at Arkansas State when I got in the league. Now the coaching makeup of the league has really changed. Now it's a lot of first-time head coaches that I think they're going to be the next Chris Beards and Ron Hunters of the world, but they haven't been there yet. But I see a lot of young coaches in this league, really good in recruiting. I just think it's a league that man, you better have some players, number one, because there's going to be talent up and down this league.
Well, let me ask you a question about Ron Hunter. How was the play against his zone, man? It's not really a 2-3 zone. It's his own version of a zone with man principles. Talk about playing against that zone, Coach. How was it prepared for that, man?
JR, I mean, you can't imagine. And we had a great rivalry with him because he was great to me because, you know, obviously I'd been there with Coach Rizal. When he got the job, he did a great job of making Coach Rizal part of it. I think he was part of the – when they named the court after Coach Rizal, and I think he was in on all that. So he and I have had a great relationship since the day that he got to Georgia State and I got to Troy. But back to your question, playing him, I was at Western Kentucky before I came to ULM. We played them down in, I don't know, it was Cancun or the Caymans or somewhere. And I was telling Coach Stansberry, I said, look, I said, I can tell you my thoughts on this, but we played against them 2-3 times a year for 6 years, and I still don't know what they're doing. I think the biggest strength of his zone was it took up so much mental energy from a coaching standpoint of trying to figure out. And it was so hard to figure out. You know, it wasn't a typical zone. It wasn't man-to-man. It was a matchup. But I feel like sometimes they didn't know what they were doing. And that chaos was what made them so good.
It's actually the joy going to practice and watching practice, man. It would just blow my mind. And I've been running the game for years. I'm like, what is this?
Yeah. But, hey, Al JR, I'll make one good point. Don't ever forget this about Coach Hunter's team. He always had great offensive players, too.
Yes,
he did. So you had problems on both ends. You had to be able to score against that zone. But you had to somehow stop the guys he had. He was loaded offensively.
And, Coach, for you, man, in this new world of the NIL, has it changed scheduling for you all? Because everybody got players now. So how has it been trying to schedule games now? Are the Power Fives more willing to play the Sun Belt now? Because you probably have the same level of players now. You can't pick and choose. Everybody's players now with the portal.
Yeah, I don't think scheduling's changed a whole lot. I think what's changed as much as anything is the timing of it. I think that if you look at recruiting now in college basketball, from the time the season ends, let's just say mid March until mid May, maybe longer. You know, you want it to be done by mid May, but mid March to mid May is just 100 miles an hour all recruiting in the portal. However you're doing it, almost everybody's roster is flipping. The concept of returning guys, everybody wants that, but it's hard to do right now. Maybe it'll settle down in the next 3 or 4 years, but right now kids are just, they're moving around to be moving. It's just, let's be real about it. They're just changing. You got Power 5 kids going from one Power 5 to another. You got kids at our level moving up. Not as many people moving down as everybody thought there would be. Everybody's trying to get to that because it's all about that payday. Even if I'm coming off the bench as the eighth, ninth man, and I'm getting that kind of money. So back to your answer, your question about scheduling. You know, I'll give you a good example for us. We scheduled Ole Miss back in the fall. Okay, the contract was signed. We've got to play them in November. Now, with Chris Beard at Ole Miss, they're always going to be good. Don't get me wrong. They're always going to be good. But if you've kept up with recruiting in the last couple of weeks, man, and I know these international guys, they have signed some tremendous international guys in the last 2-3 weeks. Under these new you've seen these older guys. These guys have been playing professionally in Europe that are choosing to come over here to the States because they can make more money playing in the SEC than they can in Europe. They've nailed 2 or 3 of them that take them to another level. So every day I look at that contract, I say, man, I wish we hadn't signed that contract back in November, you know, or October, whenever we signed it. I said, I wish we could just kind of pick and choose now who to play. I think you got a lot of that going on, kind of gamesmanship. Everybody's evaluating rosters to see how good people are going to be. But those teams like an Ole Miss, man, they're going to be good every year. But, man, he's added some guys down the stretch here that really make me rethink that game.
No doubt, Coach. That's what I got for you, Coach. When you was here in Atlanta, what was your favorite place to eat when you were down here, man?
Well, when I was at Troy, and we'll do it again at ULM, I'll tell you where I love to eat. Eats, right? You know, you're EATS. You know what I'm talking about.
I sure do.
I mean, and for, you know, you're talking about bang for your buck now. For the take, you know, go in there, it's probably more than it was when I was in Atlanta, of course. But even when I would always take the Troy team out there because it's quick, it's inexpensive, it's great food, and it's plenty of it too. Like when you roll up in there with a basketball team, you know, you better be getting more than the burger and fries that you might get somewhere else. And it eats. You know, a basketball player walks out of there pretty full, and always great food, great choice. And that's my number one spot. Always love. I mean, it was close to campus at Georgia State. We would go over there sometimes. But I miss going to Eats, EATS, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I sure do, Coach. But, Coach, hopefully the schedule works out where I'm in town, the Hawks are in town, I can come see you play when you play at Georgia State. And I look forward to seeing you. And if you come to Lake Point in July, I'll be there, Coach, as well, man.
JR, that'd be great. I'd love to see you again.
Thanks, Coach. It's fun to talk to you now. I'm going to tell my dad that, well, I had a great show with you because my dad was talking you up to me offline, Coach.
Awesome. Tell him I said hi.
I'll see you, Coach. Have a great day. Talk to you soon, okay. Coach.
Thank you. See you, JR.
All right. Thank you.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z. Sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your Radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.